Hide Behind the Moon, from the series Summerhill Secrets, Volume 2 by Beverly Lewis. This audio recording was produced in 2009 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this audiobook may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This production was recorded by arrangement with Bethany House Publishers and was originally published in English as Hide Behind the Moon, from the series Summerhill Secrets, Volume 2, copyright 2007 by Beverly Lewis. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. For Larissa, with love. There's all the difference in the world, you know, between being inside looking out and outside looking in. From Anne of Windy Poplars by L. M. Montgomery. Chapter 1.
Shh, we daresn't be heard, whispered Rachel Zook, my Amish girlfriend.
Silently, she leaned over the old attic trunk and pulled open the heavy lid. Her eyes were filled with glee. I can't believe I let you talk me into this, I said, looking around at our creepy surroundings. Cobwebs aren't exactly my cup of tea. She stifled a giggle.
Ach, leave it to you, Mary Hansen. You ain't scared now, are you?
The musty darkness stretched all the way under the attic eaves in both directions. Rachel's kerosene lantern swayed back and forth from the rafters, casting lively shadows over wooden crates and old canning jars. Thought it'd be more organized.
It's about as ret up as it can be. Besides, looky here, I think I might have found something.